This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. Now with today's entry, here's Katie Donovan.
February 14, 1779. About 4 p.m. today, Lieutenant Colonel Clark's soldiers completed a canoe which was needed to cross the swollen waters of the Little Wabash and Fox Rivers. Clark stated that our vessel was finished, manned, and sent to explore the drowned lands, and, if possible, to find some spot of dry land on the bank of the opposite small river, which they did, about half an acre. The actual ferrying operations would begin the next day.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park, where history comes alive.